Hello, my name is Lewis, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Understood, and thank you for that answer. Sir, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th. You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote. Definitely, understood, sir. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Understood. And what is your main racial background?
Irish, English.
I understand. And the options that I have here, which would be American, African American, Asian American, white, which one do you consider that would be your main racial background?
White.
Understood, sir. And what is your age?
91.
Thank you for that, sir. Let me ask, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes on how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican. Or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay, understood. And moving forward, sir, you will now be giving a list of some of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have not heard of this person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Leonard Spencer.
No opinion.
Next is Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
Next, Carolina Amnesty.
No opinion.
Aaron Huntley.
No opinion.
And last there in the list, Kamala Harris.
Very positive.
Understood. Next, and now in, if the election for president, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Understood. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Spencer.
Understood. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Understood. Well, next, let me read you a statement, sir. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegal notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says that these are false charges created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Spencer.
Understood, sir. Thank you for your answer so far. We're more than halfway of this survey. Let me ask, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Understood. And next, due to State Representative MST's arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Spencer.
Understood. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting
definitely.
Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
Understood. Now, next is the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Spencer.
And again, I appreciate your answer, sir. I'm sorry if they are repetitive, but would you say you're probably voting or definitely voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic?
Definitely.
I appreciate that. Now, you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Understood. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Democratic.
I hear you, sir. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Understood. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
A master's degree in college.
Understood. Well, with that, we conclude the survey, sir, and it's very much appreciated. So I hope you have a good evening, sir.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Very kind. Bye-bye.